Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 254, 254. And we're personalizing Psalm 91, verse 11. For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. Hey, this is your story. This is your story. Angels all over you, around you, with you. Angels helping you. Angels of God all over you, because you are their charge. Myriad of angels, we look, indefinite number of angels, unlimited. That is what you have. In Jesus' name. So we're talking about Zacharias and how he was in the priesthood and he was doing his duties in the temple. And then suddenly, whilst he was in the temple, the Bible says that they had no child. Verse 7, Luke 1, 7. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years, were now old, very old. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his calls, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without in the time of incense. Well, it was time of prayer, and they were going to offer incense to God, and then it was his turn to do his work, to do his official duties. I mean, there's something about when you are doing what God wants you to do. Listen, those who have encountered angels, sometimes they are not doing anything. They are not doing what they are not working in the house of God or working in anything religious or even godly. There are people who encountered angels. And it's not like you even have a sign that an angel is coming to visit you, or your eyes are going to be open to see angels. Boom, it happens. Boom, it just happens like that. It just happens like that. So there is one that was doing, it was on the course of his duty. And it's more often that whilst you are doing God's work, you are in a certain atmosphere. And in that atmosphere, the angel's there. So he said when he turned around, you know, he had certain challenges in that he was old, his wife was barren, they have not had a baby. Mm-hmm. So they had no child. And then when he was, the people were praying outside. So there was prayer going on. I'm not saying that prayer is not important. Prayer and doing what God wants you to do is very, very important. But I'm saying there are others who were not doing anything like this when they encountered angels. So it's not like if you have this precedence, then definitely an angel will come and visit you. But what I'm saying is that he was in the atmosphere where angels were already. It was in the temple. And in those times, the temple, remember the New Testament is not even the beginning of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They are not really New Testament, though. They are not really, because when these books were these things were happening, Jesus had not died for his blood to be shed to open up the new covenant. No, so they were still in the old covenant. The old covenant, the temple was very important. It was a symbol it was where God was and all that. Uh-huh. So in that place where the ark and all those things were happening, and then the Bible says that and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing, verse 11, on the right side of the altar of incense. So he was in the temple, and in the temple, definitely angelic activities in the temple. These people are doing God's work. They are doing what God wants. This is the will of God. This is the plan of God. This is what God has said they should do. So definitely there'll be angels there. Angels are workers. So if you go to the hospital, don't you see workers? You see workers. Is it amazing for you to see a nurse or a doctor when you go to the hospital? No, there are workers there. That is where they are. So is it amazing that you see angels in the temple of God? No, definitely not. They are workers there. So what Zacharias saw was that he saw one of the workers. He saw the worker. That angel was a worker in the temple. So he turned, and there, an angel of the Lord was standing on the right side of the altar of incense, he saw that the angel was there, right there at the right side of the altar of incense. The angel was there, standing there. You know, it's some people fear. Don't let fear grip you. Don't let desire rather well up in you. Because seeing an angel or something like that is not, I won't say that it's a simple thing, because sometimes it frights is and that's why they always say fear not, fear not, fear not. People have been, as they were sleeping, were awakened by angels. And sometimes you an unusual presence, you know something, there's something happening, and it's not something that scares you, but a warmth, something that love, something there is, I don't know how to describe it, an atmosphere. So in that atmosphere, there was an angel of the Lord at the right side of the altar. You're blessed, because angels are all around you.